Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Welcome to the New Yorker Radio Hour. I'm David Remnick.
We must say no to bad trade deals, and that includes the TPP.
Well, it was a dramatic week in Philadelphia. There's no doubt about that. There were some speeches for the ages, but full unity, at least in the hall, was elusive. One of the party's ideological divides is over the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And I'm sure you all saw the signs reading No TPP. The agreement is one of the largest regional trade accords in history. It involves 12 countries on the Pacific Rim. President Obama is unambiguously for it, believing that it will give the United States at least some leverage against the economic powerhouse of China. Bernie Sanders campaigned against ratifying the TPP. It was a central plank of his campaign, saying that it would lower wages and lose jobs in the United States, a familiar critique of trade deals ever since NAFTA and even before. Hillary Clinton was for it as Secretary of State, but now she's against it, if rather tepidly. Even one of her greatest allies, the governor of Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, said publicly that in the end she might flip-flop and support it if she's elected. Of course, he had to roll back that statement. And as for Donald Trump, well, he says he'd rip it all up. It's a disaster. New Yorker staff writer John Cassidy covers economic issues, and he was at the convention last week. Along with producer Stephen Valentino, he tried to get out on the floor and get a better sense of just why the TPP has become such a hot issue.
Yeah, I mean, it's been interesting for me because I write about economics a lot, and I tend to see TPP as strictly an economic issue. You know, the copyright infringement issues, the issue of how far free trade should be extended. But when you talk to people on the ground here, you find that TPP is really a sort of symbol of a much larger set of issues. And not only just on economic level, but on some sort of cultural level, that their sort of local culture is being impinged upon and sort of subsumed in a huge sort of global agglomerative mass or something. That's a bit sort of highfalutin language, but the way they talk about it is very personal.
So, wait, are we going the right direction? I just started walking.
Bernie,
right here.
Hi,
could we talk to you for a minute?
Certainly.
First of all, just what's your name
and
where
you're from? My name is David Weeda, W-E-E-D-A. I'm from Bucksport, Maine.
So, David, are you a Bernie delegate or are you just an observer?
I am a Bernie Sanders delegate from the state of Maine.
What issues are important to you, would you say?
Environmental issues are extremely important to me.
What about trade? I mean, some people say trade is an environmental issue, too.
Trade is an environmental issue, and it's also an issue that's very important to those of us who care about human rights. And the TPP is not the answer. I'm opposed to the TPP. Somewhere, there's my one of my buttons. There it is.
These are going to be imposed on our legislators. It's worse than corporate personhood. They're literally overtaking our system of lawmaking.
We just got back from the Bernie or Bust rally outside the town hall here, probably 200 or 300 people listening to speakers, all of whom were on the Bernie or Bust train. Actually, it was sort of ironic. We just got there and the guy was railing against the TPP.
What they're attempting is a corporate takeover.
Calling it a corporate coup and Citizens United on crack.
Citizens United on crack.
I'm Kimberly Cooper, and I am now from Pinellas County, Florida.
Do you see anything in your own life which makes you suspect this sort of thing?
Oh, yeah. Take a look at NAFTA and CAFTA, what they've already done. People keep talking about how many manufacturing jobs have gone over to other countries. They've been offshored. Well, guess what? For at least 5 years now, we've had office jobs quietly being offshored, and nobody knows about that. When these corporations take the good-paying jobs and they send them offshore and make American citizens get lower-paying jobs, these American citizens cannot afford to buy the products that these corporations are selling.
Virginia Shugren, Washington State.
I mean, do you think the world is moving in your direction on this issue? I mean,
I think we are catching up with the rest of the world. I see Europe, Canada, way ahead of us, way ahead.
I mean, just in terms of, like, say, you know, this attitude towards the TPP we just heard the man talk about there. Seems to be coming pop. Trump talks about it, too.
Yes, I know. It's scary. It's very appealing when Trump says that. He's against the TPP.
Right.
He's gone left of Hillary on several issues that are very attractive to the Bernie folks. And the jobs have just gone away. A lot of people have just left. My husband works for an Indian tribe, so that's our livelihood.
Right.
When Donald Trump talks about poor negotiations, how we're just giving stuff away,
right.
I see it. Right. I see it. And the Democrats just want to continue with that trend. So not that I'm a Trump supporter.
But Bernie sees it too, you say.
Oh, Bernie sees everything. Yes, he does.
A lot of people are making links between sort of the Bernie phenomenon, this talk about trade, and the Brexit vote.
Right.
Do you sort of see those links, or?
Yeah, no, there certainly are some links. I mean, in both cases, it's sort of a nativist, nationalist reaction against globalization in some sense. In the UK, the Brexit vote, the big issue was not so much trading goods and services, which is what the TTP is about, as trading people, labor market migration, immigration. If you take a sort of few steps back and take a more cosmic view of it, they're both emanations of this sort of suspicion of globalization and the sort of world economy, which seems to be everywhere now in the advanced world.
Does it surprise you now that in our two major political parties there's sort of this overlapping Venn diagram where trade is right in the middle of it for both of them?
It is a little surprising because over the last 20 or 30 years both parties in the US have really been pro-free trade, although there have been significant dissenting minority in the Democratic Party all along, left of the party, some of the unions, etc. In the Republican Party, this is a whole new ballgame to have a really sceptical person on trade and appealing to the sort of working class base of the Republican Party. The entire Republican establishment believes in free trade. The party is financially dependent on large corporations who are completely bought into free trade. That's one of the reasons why Trump is so disruptive inside the party. And the fact that this issue is now cutting across party lines is, I think, something new in American politics.
John Cassidy at the Democratic National Convention this week with producer Stephen Valentino.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.